All right, welcome everyone to this deep dive. We've got some really interesting sources here today.
Yeah, a collection of excerpts sort of giving us a glimpse into someone named Austin
Right.
Davis.
Exactly. And our goal, like always, is to piece together who this person is, what makes him tick, based only on the text you've provided us.
And right away, one thing just kind of leaps off the page.
Let me guess, Michigan State University.
Big time. It's this intense devotion. But it's not the whole story, not by a long shot.
No, definitely not. I mean, the sources actually start by painting him as fundamentally a great friend, someone who really cares.
That theme of caring, it pops up everywhere, doesn't it?
It really does. You see him described as, a dedicated tech person, a great dad to Faye, Lucy, and Clara.
And a husband to Melanie. They mentioned their dynamic too.
Yeah, like a great team bringing fun and patience. That's a nice touch.
And talk about opening his home. Wow.
Right. Fostering children, even a foster dog
My,
mentioned,
my, my.
hosting friends, family, interns. It's a lot. Very generous spirit comes through.
It points to this real sense of community, I think. Which maybe ties into his self-described top four things.
Ah, yes, the list. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so the sources list them as faith, family, friends, and Michigan State University.
And boom, there it is again. Faith, family, friends, MSU.
Now, this is where it gets fascinating for you, Ursula.
Absolutely, because your first thought is, okay, MSU alum, obviously. Makes sense.
But then the text just drops this little detail.
Yeah.
He didn't actually go to Michigan State.
Nope. He went to Liberty University.
So, how does someone get that passionate about a school they didn't attend? It's kind of unusual.
Well, the sources give a really specific reason. It all traces back to his best friends, Scott and Carole.
Okay.
He apparently calls them the coolest and best people he has ever encountered. High praise.
Wow, bet
And guess where they went to school?
Michigan State.
Bingo. So, according to the text, his whole MSU fandom, the green and white obsession, it stems from wanting to be more like them. It's friendship-driven fandom. That's actually really interesting. It's not about the degree, it's about the people.
Exactly. And the examples of this devotion are pretty vivid.
Oh, yeah. Constantly wearing the colors, that's mentioned. Painting faces with Melanie for a game.
Which sounds like fun, honestly.
Totally. And already talking college with his kids, signing up his daughter Faye for MSU fan mail.
He's starting them young. And he's a huge Tom Izzo fan. Loves the basketball team.
Get this, though. The sources say his favorite music is the MSU fight song.
Okay, that's commitment.
And watching the marching band is better than any concert he's ever been to. And it mentions he's seen, like, Imagine Dragons and Taylor Swift.
That really tells you something, doesn't it? The scale of this passion.
It does. So beyond MSU, what else do we learn? Travel comes up.
Yeah, lots of travel mentioned. Disney trips seem frequent. But his favorite place, Michigan.
Of course. And his dream place to live.
Has to be East Lansing, right?
Naturally. What else? Reading.
One book mentioned Falling Up. And TV shows. Scrubs, Family Guy, Jeopardy, Beverly Hillbillies. A bit of a mix.
But his absolute favorite thing to watch on TV.
Let me guess. Michigan State beating Ohio State.
You got it. It always comes back.
It really does. Oh, and there's that anecdote too.
Right. The ski trip story with Scott. Losing the car keys.
Late at night, Scott starving makes a hot pocket in some random microwave.
And the keys were in the car the whole time. It gives you a little flavor of maybe life being an adventure with him.
Definitely paints a picture. So pulling it all together for you. The sources really emphasize his family is number one, Melanie, Faye, Lucy, Clara.
For sure. Most important, it says.
But he's clearly made a big impact beyond them, a true best friend to people all over, nationally, globally even. Oh, and his birthday, June 16th. Random detail, but it's in there.
So the final picture you get from these sources is Austin Davis, family man, dedicated friend, tech guy, generous host.
Whose defining outward passion, this intense MSU loyalty, isn't about alma mater, but actually springs from, well, a really deep friendship.
Yeah, those core values stand out. Faith, family, friends, and then MSU as this powerful symbol of connection.
And it shows how friendships can really shape us, you know, our identities, our passions, sometimes in ways you'd never expect.
It definitely leaves you thinking, doesn't it? How often do the people we connect with steer our interests and passions in surprising directions? Just like Austin's love for MSU, something to chew on.